This just released. The Mohawk Council of Caughnawaga wishes to inform the community that the Legislative Coordinating Commission has agreed to address concerns brought forth in regard to the first reading of the proposed amendments to the Sanitary Conditions Law. The first reading was held on May 9th using the community decision-making process. It was the first Type 2 piece of legislation to go through, which is different from Type 1 legislation, which are laws that affect the entire community. Type 2 laws are normally regulatory in nature and do not affect the entire population. Quote, community members were absolutely correct in pointing out that the process needs to be clarified, said Chief Clinton Phillips, who participates as a member of the Commission's Chief's Oversight Committee. Instead of getting upset, we need to remind ourselves that this is a new process. We're all learning together to create laws together. We, the Legislative Coordinating Commission, need to work harder to ensure that everyone is comfortable with and trusting of the process, unquote. Therefore, the Legislative Coordinating Commission would like to assure community members that the proposed amendments will go through all three readings in accordance to the existing Type 2 process. This will ensure more adequate opportunity for community input. Quote, a good thing that has come out of this is that it shows the process works, said Chief Martin LeBourne, who is also a member of the Chief's Oversight Committee. It was community members who told us they weren't satisfied, so we're working to make improvements, unquote. The Legislative Coordinating Commission is responsible for administering the community decision-making process. For more information on it, community members are asked to visit the community decision-making process website at caughnawagamakingdecisions.com. And now you're up to date.